Welcome to Paint Ed. PCA provides painting contractors with connections they need to grow their business. To find out more and to become a member, go to pcapainted.org. Find more great content like this on PCA Overdrive. A subscription to the platform is included with membership. For all you non-members out there, sign up for our free trial. PCA Overdrive is available on the Apple Store and Google Play. In today's podcast, we feature an episode from Learn, Do, Grow with Brandon Pierpont of Painter Marketing Pros. In this episode, Brandon talks about why optimizing your painting company's website is critical to scaling your business and how to do that using the digital dominance method.
All right, guys, welcome to episode 6 of the Learn, Do, Grow Marketing for Painters episode, the Marketing for Painters series. I'm Brandon Pierpont, founder and owner of Painter Marketing Pros. Very excited to bring you episode 6 here in tandem with the PCA. So today we are going to be talking about how to optimize your painting website for maximum conversion and lead flow. If you've been following along with the Learn, Do, Grow series over the past, 6 months at this point, you'll know that the website is very critical. It's something we value very highly. A lot of customers and would-be customers are ultimately going to look at your website to vet you, right? And ultimately, if you are really building a really big painting company and doing it the right way, you'll be attracting customers to your website through search engine optimization, through Facebook ads, Google ads, etc. But people actually be coming to your website, and it's constructed as a more active sales tool. But even if you are not really doing SEO, even if you're not even necessarily for some reason interested in being at the top of Google and getting a lot of traffic that way, people still like to check out the company they're considering doing business with. And this includes past customers. You would be amazed by how often a past customer still wants to kind of check in on the company. Maybe you painted their house or business, but it was 5 years ago or 10 years ago. They are oftentimes going to check in just to make sure that they're still comfortable with your company and using you again. And if it's a referral, you better believe that they are going to go onto your site and take a look. So how do you convey trust? How do you convey authority and sell to those leads that are very warm, such as the referrals, the repeat business, things like that? And then how do you especially increase conversions and get people to call you from so-called cold traffic? So traffic that finds you on Google, maybe traffic that found you on House or Yelp and wanted to check out your website. How do you convey all the messaging that you need to convey to get that cold lead to ultimately purchase a service from you, right? And become a paying customer of yours. So again, I am Brandon Pierpont. I like to put my contact information out here. To start, you can give us a ring at Painter Marketing Pros at 1-800-813-4385. Again, 1-800-813-4385. You can email me directly, brandon@paintermarketingpros.com. Again, brandon@paintermarketingpros.com. And if you want to set up a 100% free strategy consultation with us, you can do that at www.paintermarketingpros.com/schedule. Again, www.paintermarketingpros.com/schedule. So I know this is a recording. You are listening to this. We found a lot of people actually listen to it in podcast format, which is cool. Some people do listen to it in video format. We do have slides that go along with all these different episodes. But do try to pay attention, try to focus, try to give it your full attention, right? Turn off the cell phones, turn off the Facebook. If you're really serious about growing your business, you get out of this Learn, Do, Grow, and really out of anything in life, but out of this series, what you put into it, you know, all these different episodes I've been conveying what we use to achieve phenomenal results for our clients, what I used years ago to achieve phenomenal results in my service business. And if you put these actions to work, I do promise you that they will work for you and they will help you grow your business. So what we'll cover today, why optimizing your painting company's website is critical to scaling your business. I would say it's the most critical thing to do to scale your painting business. We're going to touch on the most important website fundamentals to make sure that you have in place, things that you definitely do not want to mess up, some surprising statistics, and then common mistakes to avoid on your site. So who am I and why should you listen to me? So prior to getting into digital marketing, I grew and sold a successful service-based business using my marketing knowledge. It's how I actually fell in love with digital marketing. I recognized the power of it because it changed my life and my business. Industry partner of the PCA. Prior to launching Painter Marketing Pros, I ran a successful generalist marketing agency. We work at Painter Marketing Pros exclusively with painting contractors, meaning that we have far, far deeper industry expertise than other agencies. And this is absolutely critical. The more you get into marketing, the more you learn about marketing, the more you appreciate how important that industry knowledge is. I'm host of the Painter Marketing Mastermind podcast. This is a newer thing. We are launching the podcast actually this upcoming week officially. We've conducted episodes of five different recordings at this point, of five different episodes of painting company owners who are doing well over $1 million a year in revenue and learning from them. And I'll also be sharing different marketing tactics and things that we've learned from the most successful companies in North America on that podcast. So very, very excited for that. Do keep a lookout for that, because if you enjoy this Learn to Grow series, you are really going to enjoy the Painter Marketing Mastermind podcast. And then at Painter Marketing Pros, we utilize a 100% US-based team with highly qualified personnel. This allows us to achieve superior marketing results than can many of our competitors. Again, the outsourcing is a very common thing in marketing, outsourcing to other countries, and the quality control does fall through the cracks. No matter how you try to control it, it is just not the same. So this is the digital dominance method. I've been harping on this throughout the Learn to Grow series. We really do believe in a holistic model to marketing. Ultimately, our target client, the kinds of companies we work with, are ones that want to become a 100-pound gorilla, so to speak, in their local service area. They want to dominate. They want to be viewed as the painting company, the choice in their local service area. And when you get to that point, when you get to where you are everywhere and you are seen as the clear, logical option for someone who wants a premium or a high-quality painting project completed, that's when you can consistently charge a premium to what other painting companies are charging and still convert at a very high rate, still land many of your estimates, still convert many of your leads into booking estimates. So that's when you really, that's when business becomes what we all want it to be. You know, that's when business becomes, you're making the kinds of profit on all the jobs you're doing, and you're still getting a lot of jobs and you're still growing at a really high rate. That's fun. We do work with companies with aggressive growth plans, but you'll see the very, very first thing, we have this wheel and it's roughly in order. It's not 100% in order. For example, the social ads, I would say is very out of order. I think that's powerful if done right. I think if it's done wrong, you can just waste money. Just like you can on any of these things though, if you do them wrong. But number one is the website. So I do believe, and we operate at Painter Marketing Pros with the belief that the website is the number one most important marketing asset of your company. It is your foundation. So making sure that you have a strong copy, making sure you have all the necessary conversion elements in place, that you're doing appropriate on-page optimization. Because if you don't do that, both from a search engine perspective, then you're never going to show up anywhere near what you could be in terms of your SEO efforts. And if you don't do it from a human perspective, then a lot of your traffic is not going to convert at the rate that you want it to. And then monthly blogging, you know, showing Google, showing the other search engines that you have that activity, and not just blogging, just putting anything up, but high quality content that's going to resonate with your target audience, that's going to get them to come back, that's going to get them to read, right? And leveraging things like email marketing in tandem with that to actually get people to your site. It's a little bit outside the scope of what we're talking about, but the website is important. Number two, SEO goes hand in hand with the website. You know, ultimately, what good is the website if people are not on it? So SEO is a way you can, over a long period of time, basically get free business. You know, it becomes a monster lead generator if you do it right. It is a little bit longer term time commitment to see the results there. You can't game Google. So Google My Business, citation development, quality link creation, quality content creation, all that plays into the SEO. Review management, making sure that you have a reputation management system in place. We have one for every one of our clients to consistently generate 5-star reviews after all of their projects. What I always say is your best salesperson, your most important salesperson in your company is your most recent happy customer, right? Whoever you just completed the job for, that's your best salesperson. I don't care if you have zero salespeople or 100, that's your number one salesperson right there. So make sure you are using that salesperson to the best of their ability through getting those 5-star reviews on Google and other platforms. Pay-per-click, Google Ads, Bing Search, pay-per-click. We did a whole episode on this. You can lose your shirt, and a lot of painting companies we talked to have lost a lot of money trying to run PPC ads themselves. That is a full-time job in and of itself to do it the right way. So if you're interested in that, I believe it may have been LDG episode number 4. So you can check that out. Retargeting. So Google, Facebook, make sure any kind of ads you're running, make sure you do have a Facebook pixel on your site that you're retargeting people. Paid directories. I would put this probably at 8. I probably should adjust this. We put this here to be complete. Home Advisor, Angie's List, Yelp, Thumbtack. I'm not a big fan of these things. We get a lot of business from painting companies that have tried these kinds of services, but it does work well in some markets. So I think you can't totally sleep on it. I think you should still consider trying it. Email marketing and social media, and then Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, social ads. Social ads are very, very effective if done right. There are several elements that need to be in place to make those work. So the problem, what we're talking about today, is you spend money on marketing. You do branding, you wrap your vans, maybe you do radio ads or TV ads, maybe you do a billboard, you've run Facebook ads or you boost all your posts, or you have a social media manager, or Google ads or whatever. You're spending money on marketing, you're promoting, you're trying to build your brand, and you're not converting at the rate that you want to be, right? And there can be a lot of reasons for that. Just to name one other reason, for example, going back to the Google pay-per-click ads, you wouldn't want to dump people onto your website. You need to create a separate landing page. So there could be a lot of reasons, but ultimately, if your website is not optimized for conversion, if your website is not built with the intention of taking everyone who lands on that website, who would be a good potential customer for you, and getting them to pick up the phone and call you, or getting them to submit a web form, which, again, this will go back to our last one, the episode 5, where you need to have the automations in place to make sure that you're following up instantaneously with those web form submissions. But if you don't have something driving them to take action, then people are going to go to your website and ultimately they're going to fall through the cracks. They're just not going to take the action that you want them to take. So you're going to lose money, because even if people see your ad on TV or radio, or they see your van, or even if they go through the Google ads and they end up on a landing page and you get their information that way, a lot of times they're still going to look at your website. People like to feel that they have done their due diligence when selecting a painting company. If you're charging $4,000, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, whatever it is you're charging, this is a lot of money to most people. So people do want to feel that comfortable, right? That T word, trust. They want to trust that you're the right option, that they have made a good decision, right? And typically they are going to look at your website. So if you're getting traffic to your site, hopefully if you do have a website and have put any amount of money or effort into it, hopefully you do have Google Analytics there. Hopefully you are tracking the activity on your site. You know how many people are coming each month, where they're coming from, what page they're going to, what your bounce rate is. You need to know all these statistics. And if you're seeing you have healthy traffic, as in a lot of people are visiting your website, but you're not getting the number of leads that you want, it seems like more people should be calling. You should have gotten more calls. You should have gotten more web form submissions. Then you probably have an optimization problem. Right. So if you're getting a low ROI, a low return on investment, again, with your marketing, right? Especially, let's say you are, you've invested a lot into wrapping your fleet of vans, or you're doing the TV ads or the radio ads. And it's not the easiest way to track those sometimes. People come through your website and they're not always going to say that they heard an ad or saw your van, or, some of those offline activities, you can't super well track. But if you find that you're putting in, you can try to track it. You can try to use coupon codes and things, but people just don't always remember that stuff. So if you find that you're putting in a lot of money into marketing and you're not getting that return on investment, it might be time to take a look at your website, right? And then, if you're not getting the lead flow that you want, especially if you're putting a lot of money behind it, then you're going to have to park vans and a schedule that is emptier than you want it to be. So that is what we're talking about today, how to make sure your website doesn't contribute to that, how to make sure your website helps to solve that. So failing here is you're not generating enough leads based on the marketing investment that you are making. And this is restricting your ability to grow. Now, 2021 has been an interesting year, I think, to say the least, for painting contractors, business. And I know I intend this to be insulting for those of the companies who have been struggling to generate business in 2021, because every single market, every single company situation is different. So it's not been easy for everybody to generate business. But in general, 2021 has seen a massive home explosion of demand in the home services market. You know, I think people, I have a lot of theories, but I think 2020, a lot of people who are interested in home renovations put it on the back burner. You know, COVID had just become a thing, and people, you know, lockdown was a thing, quarantine was a thing. I remember it was 45 days and or something, it was what we're going to do, and then we'll be past it. I don't know, some political garbage that didn't make sense, but it was all scary. It was a scary time, and people locked down, and so home services really took a huge hit. And then 2021, I think that basically all that pent-up demand from 2020 rolled into 2021. You layer on some stimulus checks, increased unemployment, and then just people sitting at home, you know, people being at home, looking at their walls, realizing they don't like them, you know, they don't like their kitchen cabinet, you know, things that maybe they didn't really notice very much before, or that didn't really bother them to the point that they were willing to take any real action to do anything about it, now bother them because it's a bigger problem. They're seeing it more in their life, you know, working from home, things like that. So demand in general in 2021 has been robust, right? And then they're on the counter, kind of on the flip side of that, supply, and primarily in terms of labor, but also some in terms of materials, has been more difficult to come by. So you have this high demand and difficult supply. And so it's easy to kind of think that this doesn't matter. You know, right now it just sort of seems like it doesn't matter. For those of you in the kind of northern half of the United States, probably this does seem a little more apt right now. You know, as we kind of roll into the fall and winter, you do need to be wary of slow season, but it's easy to get content, you know, especially when business is easy to come by. So again, this Learn to Grow series, it is not for everyone. It is not for every painting company. It is for painting companies that are forward thinking, that want to grow, right? And want to build a serious business, not just a lifestyle business, and kind of what happens will happen. So keep that in mind. The question is, how can we build a great website that is built to convert? How do you build a website that's consistently going to take visitors, to take traffic, to take the people who are on your website and actually make them callers, actually make them pick up their phone and call you, right? Or oftentimes a lot of them are on mobile because typically well over half of the customers who visit our client sites are on mobile, make them actually click the call, you know, click the call and call your company. Or how do you get them to fill out a web form, right? And give you their information. And you get people, you know, you get people to the website through advertising, through SEO, social media, writing a compelling blog post, creating all different kinds of content. There are a lot of ways to get them there, but what do you do with them when they're there, right? And ultimately the goal is to make sure you have a full schedule with your vans running, you know, your crews working, and ultimately you're able to expand as quickly as you want to expand while still generating high margin on your jobs. And if you can create that you know, reality, if you can convert at a high rate, then eventually you'll get momentum, you'll get consistent growth, and you'll build the machine that I think a lot of you are looking for, you know, kind of the reason you went into business for yourself. You know, I think very few people go into business for themselves trying to just struggle and not really get to grow. You know, why wouldn't you want to grow? For me, I don't understand it, but I know some people don't want to grow. Success is your phones are ringing, you know, your trucks or your vans running, business is booming, and the future is bright, right? And that's kind of the goal of what we're talking about today. So your website, your website's the hub. I would argue, I guess employees are probably, I would say, your number one asset if you have really high quality employees. But in terms of your marketing asset, I would say that your website is your number one marketing asset. It is absolutely imperative to have a well-designed website that's optimized for conversion. And people are going to get to your website through all these different social media channels. People are going to get to your website through referrals, through people talking about your company, through hearing about your company, through seeing a van, right? With your company's logo on it and wrapped. And maybe if you're posting videos to YouTube or anything like that, any kind of paid advertising, ultimately people are going to check out your website. So your website is your hub. Your website is your number one most important marketing asset. So make sure that you have these fundamentals in place to make it work for you. So why is conversion so important? This is just an example right here. It's hypothetical numbers, but I think it kind of conveys the point. We find that for all website visitors, and you know, again, it really depends on how people got to your website. Some channels will convert at a much higher rate than other channels, but we find that for everyone who goes to a website, a lot of times conversion is around 10%. 10 to 15% conversion being that they pick up the phone and they call you or they fill out a web form, right? So they don't just look at your website and then go on about their lives. They look at your website and they take an action. They take the next step. And whether that's call you or fill out your web form so you get email, they take the next step to becoming a customer of yours. So scenario one here, you know, in both scenarios, we're going to say it's 1,000 visitors per month. For some of you, that will be low. And for some of you, that will be very high, right? Much higher than what you're getting currently. But let's say there's 1,000 visitors per month to your website, unique visitors. And scenario one is a 5% conversion. If 5% of the people who come to your website call or fill out your web form, they convert, then you're going to get 50 calls, 50 leads, right? 5% of 1,000 is 50. And then let's say of these 50 leads that your website has converted, has generated for you, you're going to convert 30% of them. I think 30% is a fair number. You know, I really would push you to want to convert at a higher rate, but let's say 30% conversion, as in 30% become paying customers. They book a project with you officially, right? That gives you 15 booked jobs. Let's put the average transaction value, again, depending on what, where you're located, what kind of service you're offering, but I think $5,000 is a safe number, a round number. So 15 booked jobs at $5,000, at $75,000 a month. Nothing to shake a stick at, right? Still good. But again, that's 1,000 visitors to your site. And for some of you, that's going to be well north of where you're currently at. So that would be $75,000 a month, which I guess is, what is that? Basically $900,000 per year. So just under $1 million. Now, scenario two is you increase your conversion from 5% to 15%. 15% is still, it's decent. You know, I would say you want to try to get your conversions really to north of 25%. If you can get to 25%, that is a very high converting website. You're never really going to probably get much higher than 30%. But at 15% conversion, so that same 1,000 visitors is now 150 calls or leads, right? 150 leads at 30% conversion, you now went from 15 book jobs to 45 book jobs. Again, assuming the $5,000 average transaction value, your 45 book jobs now generates you $225,000 in monthly revenue through the website conversions. And I am going to do the math on that one. So that's $2.7 million. So you went from being at $900,000 to $2.7 million just by increasing your conversions on your website, right? These numbers are, of course, hypothetical, but I think it shows the power of a conversion percentage, because otherwise you're losing valuable business. So your website being your number one most important marketing asset, make sure that you are converting at the highest rate possible, or money's going to just be falling through the cracks, or opportunity falling through the cracks. So why is getting your website built to convert important to you? And I really do want you to think about that for a second. Why does it matter to you? Why are you in business? Why are you in business? You know, is it because you love painting? And you just wanted to run your own painting company. Maybe you worked for another company for a lot of years and you didn't like how things were done, or maybe you didn't like how, you know, the customer was treated or certain things, or you just wanted to own a company. You know, you don't really have any clear goals, or you're not necessarily focused on retirement or passing it off to your children or anything like that. And in which case, okay, maybe the website's really not that important. You know, maybe it's just more of kind of a lifestyle business. But you know, my perspective, I tend not to do things halfway. So if I had a painting company, I would make it the best painting website that I possibly could. And I did do that with my other service business. It was a auto detailing business. I spent a lot of time on that website. So why is getting your website built to convert important to you? And that really comes down to just what are your business goals? You know, if growth is your goal, then your website's important. So how to optimize your website for maximum conversion and lead flow. So I do have a short workbook for you guys. I do recommend you download it. You know, it kind of includes some of the bullets of what we're talking about here. And it'll be a good thing to keep. So you can download that at www.paynermarketingpros.com/convert-workbook. So that's convert-workbook, workbook. So www.paynermarketingpros.com/convert-workbook. So you can download the workbook there. So the 12, I've kind of broken it down into 12 critical elements to enhancing conversion. So these are the 12 things to make sure you focus on your website. Number one, speak to your target avatar. What are their fears and frustrations? Why should they choose you? So we got into this idea of a target avatar. Who's your ideal customer? Who's your perfect customer? Who do you serve? And while I serve everyone in, you know, the metropolitan Atlanta, that's not a target avatar at all, right? Who do you really serve? Who do you want? Well, let's serve upper end homeowners. You know, they have two kids, they're interested in golf. You should really dive into this. Who are you serving, right? So make sure that all of your messaging, you know, in our first episode of Learn, Do, Grow, we created a marketing series, basically the marketing 2021 marketing plan. And we're going to do a revamp of that for 2022, actually, as lesson number 8, which I'm very excited about in December. But we talked about the avatar, the who, the messaging, the what are you saying, and the medium, how are you reaching them, right? So the medium that we're discussing here is your website. At the avatar, who are you targeting, and the messaging. Once you know who you're targeting, you know them so well that you know what messaging resonates with them. And it's about making your website speak to them. You know, one big error we see is, well, painting company X has been around for 20 years and we do this and we do that and we have this and we have that. And okay, well, that's all about painting company X. You know, you're just talking about yourself there. And you know, some of that information you need to convey, right? The fact that you've been around 20, who cares? Well, what it cares is you have the expertise, you know, you have the industry, you have the know-how, you have a guarantee, you're so confident in your work, whatever that is. Why does it matter to them how long you've been around? Why does it matter to them that you do this painting or that painting? What's your process? What's in it for them, right? So getting your messaging, speak to your target avatar. Number two is be real. Use authentic images of your team on the homepage and throughout the website. So it is so common and so unfortunate to use stock imagery. You know, do you stock photos? People know what a real photo looks like and what a stock image photo looks like. Use images of your team, right? If you're using subcontractors, pay them, put them in your shirts, put them in your hats, and take a picture of them working on a house or working on a business and put it on your website, right? So whatever you're doing, there's no reason to just be using stock images. If you have to use that in the very beginning, fine, but replace it as soon as you can. You as the owner, get a picture of you there. You know, people want to do business with people. People want to do business with people, not with faceless entities, right? And a painting company that just talks about themselves and has a bunch of stock photos, that's a faceless entity. So put a picture of yourself, ideally put a video of yourself, you know, a video of you, the owner. Like, hi, I'm John. I'm owner of John's House Painting. Thanks so much for visiting our site. I want to tell you a little bit about what makes John House Painting the best painter in metropolitan Atlanta. Here's how we're gonna make sure you're taken care of. Here's what we do for our customers. I'm John, and if you have a problem with our service, if you have a problem with what we do for you, you can come talk to me, John. Right? That's the message you're conveying. That's the trust you're establishing with your end prospect, is that there is somebody looking out for them. It is not this nameless, faceless, you know, responsibility-less entity that's just going to kind of send people out there and we'll see what happens. You know, no, John is going to make sure it gets done right. And if it doesn't get done right, John's going to fix it. That's the kind of trust that you want people to have in your business and in you. All right. Three is use video and multimedia elements to engage different modalities. So people respond to different things. You know, just that's part of why we talk about, you know, using this digital dominance method, being on Facebook and doing Facebook ads, doing Google ads, doing SEO, doing website, doing wrapping your bands, you know, because people are going to respond in different ways and you're going to reach different people different ways, right? You also want to, you want people to see you everywhere. I mean, you want people to become familiar with your brand because then they're going to trust your brand and then they're going to choose your brand. Right. So using video and multimedia, you can have a website welcome video. This is John. This is John telling you all about John's house painting. That's the website welcome video. Have a video for each of your services. So interior painting, you know, we recommend having a separate page for each service that you offer. So your interior painting page, have a video. You know, John, or if you, you know, maybe one of your crew leads or somebody who's ultimately going to be responsible for this, have them talking about your interior painting process and what you do to make sure that a house is receives the best treatment possible, you know, so have a video for each of your services. And then in those videos, explain why they should contact you. You know, one of the struggles with painting contractors, it's a struggle really with anything in the trades, is you're viewed as a commodity, you know, and when you're viewed as a commodity, the cheapest wins. And if the cheapest wins, then it's hard to build a sustainable business, making healthy margin, you know, making the kind of profit you want to make on each job. So if you don't want to be a commodity, you need to give people a reason to trust you and like you more. And a video explaining why someone should contact you versus the competition is compelling. Leverage social proof. Number four, leverage social proof. So showcase your online reviews on the homepage with a tool like BirdEye or ReviewBuzz. You know, make sure that people can see your reviews and make sure they can click on the reviews and actually go to the source. You know, so if you're using a Google widget plugin, and so people can see all your Google reviews streaming across the homepage of your website, make sure they can click in and actually go see it on Google too. Because then it reinforces, hey, these are real reviews from real people. Five, get the basics in order. So have your phone number in the top right-hand corner. Every page has to have that, right? That's just part of the header. Phone number's in the top right-hand corner. Ensure that there's a web form customers can fill out. Make it easy, remove the barriers. Not everyone is going to want to pick up the phone and call you. A lot of people, well, there are a lot of visitors on mobile, so you make sure it's click to call, but some people won't. You know, some people will be on desktop and maybe they don't have their phone on them, or maybe they just don't want to, or maybe it's after business hours. Give them a way to contact you. And then add credibility with authority symbols. So, you know, if you're accredited with the Better Business Bureau, on Angie's List, et cetera, you know, put those authority symbols on there, on Yelp. So that, again, building that trust. Number six, ensure you have clear calls to action on each page that speak to your customer avatar and tell them exactly what to do next. So don't let people wonder what they should do. And this seems kind of silly. Well, yeah, obviously you should call us if you like what you're eating, or you need your house painted or your business painted, you should call us. But tell them to call you, you know, and have it kind of at the end of each major text block. Like, hey, if this sounds interesting to you, if you're in would like a free estimate, go ahead and give us a call or fill out our web form here, right? And have links, link to the call, link to the web form, you know, giving them two different ways to connect with you. But after every major text block on each different page, don't go too long without giving them that call to action. Hey, go ahead and give us a call here if this sounds great, if you'd like your free estimate, if you'd like to take advantage of this offer. Number seven, use special offers and coupons that match the service they are in need of. So, you know, people like to feel that they're getting a deal, and you can capitalize on this, not just with a generic, you know, hey, we're offering, you know, $500 off for the month of October or whatnot, right? But actually for interior painting, hey, we have our interior painting fall special. And this is what it is. And you know, the discount code is interior painting fall, right? But we have exterior painting and we're running a kitchen cabinet special. So when you kind of segment it by the different service, then it, for whatever reason, it converts at a higher rate than sort of a more generic, you know, $500 off any service over $5,000 or something like that, a more generic offer. It converts at a higher rate when you specify it to the particular job being booked. Make sure your website, number eight, make sure your website is mobile optimized with an easy click to call function. So Google, more than they ever have before, is prioritizing mobile. They are a mobile first prioritization now, meaning that your website needs to be built to where it's fast. If you haven't tested the speed of your website, I highly recommend you do that. You can Google Page Speed Insights. It's Google Page Speed Insights. Let me actually see. What the exact URL is. So the URL is developers. Now the URL is pretty long. It's developers.google.com/speed/page/page/speed/insights. So just Google Page Speed Insights. Go there, put your web address in, put your website in, and run it. You're going to see two scores. You'll see one for mobile, one for desktop. Your mobile is the more important one. You want them both to be above 90. So 90 plus is where you're going, some scale of 0 to 100. You want them to be above 90. And Google is prioritizing fast mobile sites. And they're doing it because Google is all about the customer service. They're all about, you know, their product is the Google pay-per-click. And the more people they have using Google to do searches, the more eyeballs they have on Google, the more that they can charge in that auction process for Google advertisers, and thus the more money they make. And so for them, in order to continue to have everyone basically in the US and many people in the world using Google, is they make the results very relevant, and nobody wants to wait on a slow loading website on their phone. Nobody wants to do that, right? People want it now. They want it yesterday. So Google, the mobile page loading speed is very important. And then make sure that, you know, your website, that you don't have to scroll left and right, that it all fits horizontally within a phone, you know, that it's built to convert, you know, built that is optimized for mobile, right? Because there are different ways to build websites. And if it's not optimized for mobile, if it's not adaptive, then what can happen is it can look really good on a desktop, on a computer, but then you look at it on the phone and it doesn't all fit within the screen. You have to scroll left or right, and that's a horrible experience for the user and not going to work well for your website. And then, so things like that, fast, make sure it all fits, make sure it looks good, make sure nothing's cut off, and then make sure you have an easy click to call function. You know, have your phone number prominently displayed and make it so that when someone clicks, it calls, right? So that's a very easy function to put into a website. Make sure that yours has it. All right, number nine. Again, we're speaking about the 12 critical elements to enhancing conversion on your website. Number nine is leverage live chat. So this is something we do for Painter Marketing Pros, you know, having a little chat bubble in the bottom right of your website. It gives people, again, another way to communicate with you. If it's after business hours, or maybe they just don't want to call you, don't have the phone on them. And if they, a lot of people assume that if they fill out a web form that they're never going to hear back, just because that, you know, a lot of times they don't, or it takes a long time from different businesses. So for that reason, some people just won't fill it out just because they view it as a waste of their time. So leveraging live chat gives people a third option, and you can use affordably, you can use services that can be on the other end of that chat 24/7, right? And these are outsourced and there are credible services that do this affordably. So you can do that. You can man it yourself. You can have automated a chat bot. You know, that the chatbot technology is pretty impressive, and you can build out some pretty great conversations, but ultimately the chatbot could also be as simple as, hey, you've reached us outside of business hours. Thanks so much for reaching out. You know, we're going to contact you the next business day, or, you know, within one business day, at least touching base with people and knowing, hey, we got your message. It didn't just go out into the ether and into a black hole of web forms, and we will be back in touch with you, right? 10, start giving clients the option to book online. So if you don't have an online booking system, implement one and still follow up by a phone, still build that relationship, but give them the ability to book online, because again, you want to remove the barriers to sale, right? And different people prefer different methods, you know, respond different ways to different things, and giving people the ability to book online, not only can make your job easier, and then you can sort of follow up and confirm things via phone, so you don't show up to a house or business where they weren't ready for you. And then that gets kind of into your operations and your automations and your messaging, but it gives people another way to book with you. 11, site speed matters. Again, Google Page Speed Insights, check it out. Make sure you're above 90 on mobile and desktop, especially mobile. And then 12, engage via SMS, via text messaging, and phone via marketing automation. So this is what our number five, the LDG episode was about. It's the one that from September, where we focus on conversions in general, not just website conversions, but how to convert leads in general. And marketing automations is key. It's key. It gets you there fast. It stays in front. It pre-sell. It takes a lot of work off your plate while helping you convert at a higher rate and charge more money, quite frankly, to do it. All right. So that was 12 critical elements to enhance conversion. If you're listening to the podcast episode, my guess is you have no idea what number one was there again. So I'm gonna quickly run through them because I went very in depth on those. So number one is speak to your target avatar. Number two is be real. Use authentic images of your team on the homepage and throughout the website, not stock images. Number three is use video and multimedia elements to engage different modalities. Number four is leverage social proof. It's the online reviews on your site. Number five, get the basics in order. Phone number in top right-hand corner. Ensure there's a web form. Add credibility with the authority symbol like Better Business Bureau. Six is ensure you have clear calls to action on each page that speak to your customer avatar and tell them exactly what to do next. Number seven, use special offers and coupons that match the service they are in need of. Eight is make sure your website's mobile optimized with an easy click to call function. Nine, leverage a live chat. 10, start giving clients the option to book online. 11, site speed matters. And then 12, engage via SMS and phone via marketing automation. And I would say emails to that as well, but SMS and phone especially. Okay, so those are the 12 fundamentals to make sure you have in place. So what is the one element that will have the biggest impact on the results of your overall internet marketing efforts? I think at this point, that should be obvious, at least for my opinion, is the one element that's going to have the biggest impact is optimizing your website for conversion, because so many people are going to go to your website from so many different channels. So how do we optimize for conversion? I believe that our next episode is going to be on SEO. Search engine optimization. I think if you're not doing it, if you don't, you know, if it's not something you've invested in, I would highly encourage you to consider thinking differently about that, depending on what your time frame is, depending on if, you know, if you don't plan on being in the painting business for much more than a couple more years, maybe it doesn't make sense. But if you plan on being in the next 5 or 10 years, or you want to sell your business, I know painting companies are the easiest to sell, but if you potentially want to sell it or pass it off to your child or, you know, really build something substantial, yeah, don't sleep on SEO. So is your website set up to convert visitors to callers? This is a website we built a while back, purepromptpainting.com. Have my last name. They are not relatives of mine. Actually came through the PCA. You can check it out, purepromptpainting.com. They wanted to keep it pretty simple, but you can see just the branding, the call now, top right, phone number, top right, you know, testimonials, gallery, a lot of their work, you know, not stock images. On the site, you'll notice that all the images are authentic about it. It speaks to their target avatar. So a lot that is done right. This is another site that we completed. This was a commercial painting company, cgcommercialpainting.com. Served commercial property owners from Tampa to Orlando. Again, that phone number top right, given that this is a commercial painting site, is built a little bit differently than the residential sites that we build, but you can also check this one out, cgcommercialpainting.com. And then is your website set up to convert visitors to callers? So make sure that you have a click to call function. Again, the tech is not difficult there. You know, however you built your website, whoever built it for you, make sure, you know, go on right now. If you have a site, go to your website. If you haven't done this already, and hopefully you have, but if you haven't, go to your website on mobile and make sure your phone number is prominently displayed on mobile. Make sure it's not hiding somewhere. Make sure people don't have to go to the footer to find your phone number and click it. Click it. Make sure you can call it. Make sure that works. Because a lot of times, you know, we find that probably somewhere north of 60 to 70% of visitors to our client site, and this holds true kind of across the industry, are visiting websites on mobile, not on desktop. And when you're on mobile, the last thing you want to do is have to look at a website, look at the number, then open up your phone, dial the number. Oh, then you have to flip back to the website because you forgot, you know, last three digits of the number. You know, make sure that they can just click on the phone number and call you. Otherwise, you are going to lose business that way. So how can we get your website to convert at a much higher rate? Going back to the messaging, going back to the avatar, you know, this is where that content on your site is so important. If you can see, We took a really deep dive on this one with episode one. So if you haven't listened to episode one, I would, although we are going to take another deep dive in episode eight. So you could also sit tight for 2 months. But if you can see Joe Jones through Joe Jones' eyes, then you can sell what Joe Jones buys. Because you know how Joe Jones thinks. You know what's important to Joe. You know what he values. You know what he wants. You know what he doesn't want. Right. And if you can understand people that well, then you can create messaging that really resonates with them, that prompts them to take action, that says, hey, you know, this site gets it, this company gets it. Yeah, I trust them. I would like to potentially work with them. I'd like to see what they have. Right. So what are your avatar's goals and frustrations? What are their pains and frustrations? What are the fears and the implications of those fears? What are their goals and desires? And this exercise, you don't have to be crazy with it, right? You don't have to go too far, but I would say typically people don't go far enough in trying to understand their target customer. Think, why does it matter what their life goal is? It's just whether or not they want their house painted. It does matter. It always matters. It matters what their life goal is. It matters what they prioritize in their life, because the more you can understand them, the better you can really get them to understand you, and the better you can connect with them. What are their dreams and aspirations? You know, people, again, going back to, people don't want to hire a nameless, faceless entity. They don't want to hire a business. They want to feel like they're hiring people, a person, right? And they want to know, like, and trust that person. And you can get them to know, like, and trust you. Part of the way you do that is through effective messaging, through messaging that shows, hey, Joe, I understand you, right? And my business was built to help people just like you. And I'm John, and I own John's House Painting, and I'm going to make absolutely sure that you're taken care of, Joe. Right? That's how you want Joe to feel reading your website. So who is your ideal customer avatar? I put an example here to kind of show you the depth of how you want to be thinking about this. So demographics, a homeowner, 35 years old or older, you know, maybe 45, typically female, occasionally male, married with 2 to 3 kids, head of household, 85 grand at a minimum for annual household income, family oriented, reliable, easily frustrated, not handy, you know, so unlikely to do this stuff themselves, likes gardening, crafting, and arts, lives in the suburbs, upper middle class neighborhood, takes an interest in her community, pains and frustrations, not satisfied with the house color or paint quality, can't find a painting company she trusts, wants the house to look better, too busy to deal with it herself, worried the situation of the house could become unhealthy for the family, embarrassed by the house appearance. That's a big one. Fears and implications, being ripped off or overcharged by a company, paying too much for something she could have gotten elsewhere, having a home damaged by faulty workmanship, the job running overtime or budget, you know, being inconvenienced, trying to coordinate with the painting company, being inconvenienced, again, the job runs over time and it's interior painting is kind of interrupting your family life or kitchen cabinet repainting, interrupting your kitchen and making it unusable. Disasters created in the house, bill ends up being more than she can afford, you know, running some issues or whatnot. And ultimately, again, a big one, she's embarrassed in front of her friends or family by the painting company she chose. Going back to, you know, a lot of times our you know, painting company customers are going to feel like a hero or a fool, you know, based on the painting. Either it's great and people come in, wow, I love what you've done with the place, or a fool, like, oh boy, who did you hire? This looks terrible, right? That's what typically people won't say that, but that's what they're thinking. And then the goals and desires, make the house look good, have a well-kept home she's proud of, have the issue behind her, taking care of her family, more income, money, and wealth, living in a nicer, more luxurious house, drive a nicer car, kids healthy, happy, and successful, spend more time with family, travel and have fun with family, respect, win the respect and approval of her friends, family, and relatives, have peace of mind, right? So this is the goals and desires of the target avatar. Again, it might be different for you. This is an example avatar. Messaging that works. One, some things that we found that are helpful. Have a professional service with the highest quality materials and care for your home / business belonging. Two, upfront pricing, satisfaction guaranteed. You know, guarantees help a lot. Establish that trust. Three, trustworthy painters or trusted painters are experienced. You know, make sure you convey why, how long you've been in business, why that matters to them, right? Don't just, we've been in business 20 years or 40 years. Why does that matter? Tell people. Be authentic and leverage video. So again, here's Pierpont Painting. It's a video loaded onto their site that this drives trust, right? This isn't a stock video. This is a real video of theirs. And this kind of thing can communicate trust and make them look premium, make them look trustworthy, right? And here's Tim. This is Tim Pierpont, the owner. He and his wife, Andrea, own it. And this is authentic. You know, if you're upset, Tim's going to take care of it. This is not a stock image. This is It's not just a guy smiling in front of a house, but you can see it's a fake image. This is the owner, right? Have that there. Leverage social proof. So here's a Google review widget. You know, these are reviews from Google. You can click into that. You can go to their Google profile and you can see the Googles are right there. You know, the reviews are on Google. They're real reviews, right? Because of what, you know, if you just have a testimonials page or reviews page and you don't have you don't have photos of the people, you know, or like here they don't have photos, but it's linked to Google so you can see it. Make sure you at least have photos. People are prone to believe that reviews are fake. So you need to make sure that you're conveying to them that the review is not fake. On CG Commercial Painting, what we did was actually create a testimonials page with video testimonials. So actually having people give video testimonials about, and it's what we do with Painter Marketing Pros as well, about their experience working with the company. Because then you know this isn't just, well, the web developer just wrote a little blurb and said Anthony F or Anthony T or, you know, John W or Sarah S and then just wrote some fake reviews. You know, you want to make sure people know it's real. And video testimonials we find to be very, very powerful. Google review widget works well as well. Make sure that your site's mobile friendly. You know, over 4.8 billion or probably over 5 billion at this point now, people own mobile phones. 3 out of 5 consumers search for businesses on their smartphone, local businesses. And then Google reports, again, why Google so prioritizes mobile first, that 40% of mobile consumers will turn to a competitor site after a bad mobile web experience. Meaning that if they try to go to your website and it loads slowly or, you know, it opens, but the website it was not built to adapt to mobile. And so the things aren't fitting on the page or the words are kind of running over in lines and, you know, it's just a mess, then almost half the time someone's going to immediately open up a competitor's website and talk about a great way to lose business. So again, have that click to call function, make it easy for people to call from your phone, from their phone when they're on your website. And then here's, you know, we're leveraging live chat on our site and we have found a lot of communication has occurred that way. So live chat is proven to increase leads by an average of 35%, giving people the ability to communicate with you in different mediums. You know, some people are going to want to call, some people are going to want to text, some people are going to want to fill out a web form, some people are going to want to do this sort of live chat, which is basically very similar to texting. You know, have different ways of communicating. Make sure people can chat with you on Facebook too. On your Facebook, this is unrelated to what we're talking about, but on your Facebook business profile, make sure that if someone sends you a message there, make sure you're answering. If you're not answering right away or it's outside business hours, make sure you have an autoresponder set up. You know, you don't want people to feel left in the dark. You don't want that. So again, the key ideas, make sure you're having the authentic images of your team on the homepage and throughout the site. Have those video elements on your site, the website welcome video, ideally with the owner, whoever's responsible. If there's a problem, who's responsible? People want to know that somebody's taking accountability. Somebody's owning their job. Video for each of your services and the video explaining why someone should contact you versus the competition. Showcase your online reviews more prominently, especially on your homepage. With a tool like BirdEye or ReviewBuzz. Another thing you can do using a tool like Nearby Now is you can actually on each of your, this is kind of an SEO play as well, but on each of your location pages, you can have basically a heat map. This is really cool. You can have a heat map that actually has little pins of everywhere that you've serviced. And you can include this as part of your review generation campaign, or we can do it for you. And when you've serviced a home, you can have the before and after photos in the pin. So someone who's on your site can actually click into it, see before and after photos, and they can actually see the review from the homeowner who lives down the street from them. Right. And so you start to build this credibility, like, hey, we service your neighbor. We service the three houses right within, you know, a half mile radius of where you live. And when people start to see that, it's very different from, well, we service people all over metropolitan Atlanta. You know, when you can kind of target down and have these heat maps and people can see that it's real, they can see the before and after, they can see the testimonial. It's a strong SEO play. I'm not talking about SEO right now per se, but it's also a strong conversion play. So important, get the basics in order to make sure you have the phone number in the top right-hand corner, ensure there's a web form, add the credibility with the authority symbols. Update your call to action on each page to ensure they speak to your customer's avatar and tell them exactly what to do next. Make sure you're clearly conveying the path. Leverage the coupons and offers that match what page they are on. Again, make sure you have those separate pages for each of your separate services, whether it's interior painting, exterior painting, kitchen cabinet repainting, siding, whatever it is, pressure washing, make sure you have a separate page for it, service page. Leverage coupon, add live chat to your site if you haven't already, and then offer clients the option of book online. Remove that barrier to sale. Right? Different people want to book different ways. And then what should the following, so of everything we've kind of conveyed, which is a lot, you know, what should the following should you implement in your business now, right? Of all these different things we talked about, what should you implement now that will have a positive impact on your conversion rates? So, I know this is a recording, so it's a little bit of a different kind of format, recording or podcast or however you're listening to it, not live. We will be doing the live workshop, right? We do it the third Thursday of every month, but pick three of those and which ones are you going to implement in the next 30 days, right? Because do something. Don't just listen. You know, we get a lot of people like listening to the Learn to Grow podcast and the episodes, which is great, but make sure you're taking action. You know, I think in our culture today, and I've certainly been guilty of it, there's this idea you can almost become mentally obese, right? Like you consume all this content. PaintEd has fantastic content and you're kind of getting all these great ideas. Like, wow, I really want to do this. You know, maybe you're listening to Nick Slavik and a lot of stuff he's sharing and the Decent Human Model and all these, you know, you're listening to Learn to Grow and all these different marketing strategies and what we found to work, and think, man, that's really great. Make sure you're taking action, because imperfect action trumps anything, right? Take massive imperfect action. And it's also something we can do for you, right? And that's a form of action as well. You know, getting just knowing that there are experts in the space that can do it for you and do it the right way. So make sure in some way you're taking action, but pick three of these, whether you're doing it yourself, whether you want to have us do it for you, pick three of these to implement in the next 30 days, right? What are you going to implement as a function of what you learned today in the next 30 days? So again, our contact information, you can call Painter Marketing Pros, 1-800-813-4385. Again, 1-800-813-4385. You can email me directly, Brandon@PainterMarketingPros.com. Again, Brandon@PainterMarketingPros.com. And you can schedule a no obligation free strategy session where we really take a deep dive into your business and figure out whether we might be able to help you and also give you advice on what we would recommend you do to grow your business at www.PainterMarketingPros.com/schedule. Again, www.PainterMarketingPros.com/schedule. Thank you for listening to this episode 6 of the Learn to Grow series. I do hope if you've listened to it within the month of October that we see you at the live workshop. And I am Brandon, and thank you for your time.
PaintEd podcasts are produced by the Painting Contractors Association and is made possible by members and industry partners. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PCA, visit pcapainted.org.